it gets sweeter
as the moments fly.
As the moments fly,
his love is richer,
richer,
deeper,
deeper,
fuller,
so much sweeter, 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 sweeter as days go by. Oh, there's so much sweeter, 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 sweeter as days go by.
There's grace and king. There's love that deep in my heart.
There's great joy in knowing him I am going. Never want for him to depart.
Oh, yes, it gets sweeter.
Oh, it gets sweeter.
As the days go by.
As the days go by.
It gets sweeter.
Yes, it gets sweeter.
As the moment.
As the moments fly,
richer,
richer,
deeper,
deeper, fuller, so much sweeter, 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 sweeter as days go by.
Oh, yes, it gets sweeter.
Oh, it gets sweeter
as the days go by.
As the days go by,
it gets sweeter.
Yes, it gets sweeter.
As the moments fly,
as the moments fly,
richer,
richer.
Deeper,
fuller,
fuller,
so much sweeter,
sweeter,
sweeter, sweeter, sweeter. Oh, let's sing it again.
Oh, yes, it gets sweeter.
Oh, it gets sweeter.
As the days go by.
As the days go by.
Gets sweeter.
Yes, it gets sweeter.
As the moments fly.
As the moments fly.
Love is richer.
Richer.
Deeper.
Deeper.
Fuller.
Fuller. So much sweeter.
Sweeter.
Sweeter, sweeter as days go by. Oh, let's lift our hands and invite the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you for your goodness and mercy this morning. Lord, that we heard about this morning, God, we praise you. We want to magnify the name of Jesus. Lord, none of us deserve to be here tonight. But Father, we thank you, Lord, for picking us up out of the miry clay. Lord, we thank you for planting our feet on the rock to stay, Lord. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, oh God. None of us deserve your mercy. Lord, none of us deserve your blessings tonight, but Lord, we thank you for them. God, we bless your holy name. We praise you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Lord. We want to show our appreciation. Lord, we want to magnify your name. Lord, we thank you, Lord. God, that we was able to come to your house tonight. We thank you for keeping us this week, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every plot, Lord, that you destroyed that the devil had for us this week. God, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us through it. Lord, we thank you for ever bringing us through every trial, Lord, every storm that we came through this week. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. We can never praise you enough. Lord, we worship you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's make a good choir tonight. Sing it as you come.
As the days go by.
As the days go by.
It gets sweeter.
Yes, it gets sweeter. As the moments fly,
love is richer,
richer,
deeper,
deeper, fuller, so much sweeter, 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 sweeter as days go by. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's turn to page. Page 178. Hallelujah. I'm going home. Page 178. Your bells are ringing in my happy soul today, for I have started in that good old gospel way. Jesus has come to my heart, he's here to stay. Hallelujah, I'm going home.
Completely saved me from all inward sin.
I'm filled with His Spirit. I have victory within. Hallelujah, I'm going home.
On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice.
cares on past. Home at last, ever to rejoice. And oh, I want to see him look upon his face. There to sing forever of a saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares on past, home at last, ever to rejoice. And when before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my heart, he does safely keep. And he leads me gently on through this world below. Well, he's a real good to me, oh, I love him so. And oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares on past, home at last, ever to rejoice. And oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares on past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Crimson flow, oh, many arrows pierce my soul from without within. But my Lord is before, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. There's all past, all my last, ever to rejoice. They sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares on past, oh, sing it one more time. And oh, I want to see him look upon his face. They sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares on past, on my last.
See his face one day. I know that there's loved ones that we all have over there, and there's a lot of times I do think about it. I think about the times, the people that I have that I've lost. You know, my granddaddy, a lot of different saints that I can think of that's gone on to be with the Lord. And I do want to make it, Brother Ryan. My whole heart, I want to make it. You know, I'm human, and sometimes it can be a little bit of a struggle to say, you know, I need to do this better, I need to do that better. But it ultimately comes down to dedicating yourself 100% to the Lord. And I do want to make it more than anything in this life. I want to make it. I'm taking up prayer requests. Anybody on this right side? Brother Chester. Remember this. Anybody else? In the middle? On my left. Just remember Brian. Just remember this. Anybody else? Platform? We know we serve the one that's definitely can touch. So let's all stand and take these knees to the Lord. God, we do thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy. God, we thank you tonight, Lord, for the mighty hand, Lord, of power, God, that you have, that you can reach down, touch all these needs given in. Lord, even the spoken and the unspoken, God, you know the needs tonight, Lord. We pray, God, that you would let your power, Lord, your grace and your mercy, Lord, move in a mighty way. God, touch us tonight, Lord. Let these, Lord, that are being made known before you, we pray, God, that you would reach down with divine love and mercy and healing power, God, that you would reach down, Lord, and touch these knees tonight, Lord. God, those that are not here, Lord, that are out sick in body, we pray that you would touch them. Help us, God, to do our part, Lord, to serve you. Help us, Lord, in the remainder of this service, Lord, that we would get a hold of your hand and your mercy. Lord, that we would hear from you, and help us to have open ears to hear you. Help us to take in, Lord, to our hearts, Lord, that we need to, Lord, to make the journey. Lord, I want to make it successful, Lord. I want to see you. I want to hear you say, well done, when this life is over, God. Would you help us, Lord, tonight in this service, Lord? Let us feel your spirit, Lord, your healing power, God, and your virtue flow tonight, Lord. Give us strength, Lord, in our souls and body, God. Touch us, Lord, that we can feel you, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, come tonight. Let's worship the Lord in our giving. Amen. God bless you for your faithfulness to the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's worship him tonight and give us unto the Lord. Amen. Brother Otis Morgan, why don't you stand and pray over the offering if you would, please. Amen. God bless you as you give tonight. Amen. Let me remind you about the Rich Lands trip that's coming up. If you're interested in going on the Rich Lands trip, make sure you get signed up as soon as possible. All right? Remember that if you would. Good to have the Morales family with us. And Brother Morales, testify for the Lord. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glad to have them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Shane, testify. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Amen. Amen. All right, young folks, young children, come on, sing if you would tonight.
Your man of Gideon, you can talk about your man of Saul, but there's none old good old Joshua in the battle of Jericho. Other side, and I got the net.
Dry bones in the valley, awake and you shall live. Dry bones in the valley, awake and you shall live.
God spoke to the prophet Ezekiel and told him to prophesy. To the dry bones in the valley, and the bones began to rise.
Dry bones in the valley, awake and you shall rise. Dry bones in the valley, awake and you shall live. Dry bones in the valley, awake and you shall live. Dry bones in the valley, awake and you shall live.
Well, Ezekiel did obey God, and he done what he told him to do. He prophesied to those dry bones, and every word came true.
Dry bones in the valley, awake and you shall live. Dry bones in the valley, awake and you shall live. Dry bones in the valley, awake and you shall live. Dry bones in the valley, awake and you shall live.
They came a mighty shaking, they came a mighty sound. Dry bones came together, they
dry bones in the valley, awake and you shall live. Dry bones in the valley, awake and you shall live. Dry bones in the valley, awake and you shall live. Dry bones in the valley, awake and you shall live.
And they stand right up and walk. And who can cause the deaf and dumb to hear and start to talk? And who can fool a fevered brow by saying, let it be? With just a little bit of clay, he touched him in a way the blinded eyes can see.
I'm telling you, he can. And I know that he'll stand right by your side when the world comes tumbling in. For no one's ever known what he's done. He laid down his life and he rose a little again.
Now what can cause an old man who's about to say goodbye to lift up both of those dying hands with a tear running from his eye? With his loved ones gathered all around him, he can smile and say, don't fear, for the one that brought me through this storm could lead me on from here.
He can, and I know that he'll stand right by your side when the world comes tumbling in. For no one's ever known what he's done. He laid down his life and he rose a little again.
All right.
And he's able to do it. And throughout our life, as we go through things, God's faith will be right there and lift us up when we need to be lifted up. And he's just a faithful God. So thankful for him and all he's done for me and my family.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Chris Lucas, testify. Amen. Praise the Lord. Someone else, you want to give the Lord praise. Amen. Something in your heart. Amen.
Way home and praying, and I said, Lord, I want to be that to put me to the test. said, you know, answer prayer. But I was like, so I remember I was sitting in church and I was praying. I said, Lord, I said, I'm just going to step out in faith. I said, I'm not going to take anything. I said, I'm going to pay my tithes. I said, I'm going to get what I usually get to Heritage. I said, I'm just going to trust in you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the next day, at the end of work, a food truck came up to the master still where we worked and said, hey, this isn't normal. But he says, I want you to be able to take as much food as you possibly want. That was like 4 weeks ago. I'm still eating So, and a couple of days later, the bank called me and said, hey, the government made a mistake. I was like, I know that's God. All right. They said, hey, here's a $250 check.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow. So yeah. I feel like we're going to want to pray for it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, you know, God's just a provider. Yeah.
All right.
We was doing our devotion the other night, and he said that we should be a tree planted as right. By the riverside. And, you know, to read that, it's just like it's an everyday blessing, you know.
Right.
And sometimes when I get up, you know, I try to say the best of the best. You know, I don't want to look like crazy, you know, when I get up and testify. But, you know, sometimes it's just going to say that God's good.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's just need to say God is worthy of the praise.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we don't deserve it. God's good. I don't deserve to be here, but it's by God's grace.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 Thank God. Ah, let's love the Lord, church. Hallelujah. Father, we magnify you. Ah, we praise you tonight, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You love Jesus tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Choir, come on, sing for us. Let's worship the Lord a while. Amen. I'm in love with Jesus too. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Seemed like somebody else might have started to testify. If we cut you off, I'm sorry. Amen. Maybe not. Hallelujah.
Trying Brother Isaac out tonight, and I tell you, he has really been moving up and seeing him involved in church. I'm just so glad to see him. You letting the Lord use him, and I thought about Brother Cody. I'm just so happy about Brother Cody. I have talked to Brother Cody at times, and Brother Ryan always think about when he hits the rock, you know it. And I think Cody's hit the rock. He just seemed like he's so thrilled. He's talking to me before church. He said, I'm just so happy. Just my life has changed. And that's what I wanted to hear from Brother Cody. Man, I tell you what, don't give up on your young people. Don't give up on your family. You know, the Lord can touch them in a way that they can do something great for them in their life. And I got good. Was talking about the Marines. Maybe the Lord don't want him to go to Marines. He might have other avenues for him. So let's just pray for Brother Cody. Keep him in your prayer. Encourage him, Lord. And this song here says, I'm giving my best. I don't even sing it, okay?
There's been many times that I've let you down, searching for happiness. but none to be found. To think that the price you paid for me wasn't in vain, all that agony. But I'm here to say I've had my ups and my downs, but I'm here now to stay, 'cause of the love that I found. Now I'm giving my best to you, Lord. All that I have, I want it all. Now I'm giving my best to you, Lord. All of my heart and all of my soul. When I think of the life you've shown to me, the times you waited so patiently, my heart is filled with such love for you. And I know the best thing for me to do. So I come to you, Lord, to answer your call. I'm not holding back, but I'm giving my all. Now I'm
giving my best to you, Lord. All that I have, I want it all.
Now I'm shown to me, the times you waited so patiently, my heart is filled with such love for you. And I know the best thing for me to do. So I come to you, Lord, to answer your call. I'm not holding back, but I'm giving my all. Now I'm
giving my best to you, Lord. All that I have, I want it all.
Now I'm
giving my best to you, Lord. All that I have. Thank you.
I'm gonna view that holy city one of these days, you know.
Tonight, Genesis chapter number 28. Praise the Lord. Glad you're in the house of the Lord. Appreciate your faithfulness to the house of the Lord. Amen. How many glad you're in God's house? Praise the Lord. Amen. Genesis chapter number 28. I'm going to be starting at verse number 10 and reading down through the 18th verse. Amen. Genesis chapter number 28, starting at verse number 10. When you're there, say amen. I want to talk to you tonight about Jacob's experience that he had in the desert, in the wilderness. Starting at verse number 10, the word of the Lord says, "And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went to Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep." How many knows the Bible sometimes is so illustrative? The sun was set, he took stones of that place and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. "And he dreamed a dream, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil on the top of it." For the sake of a title, let me borrow some words from verse number 18. His pillows, and he set it for a pillar. Let me just preach from a pillow to a pillar tonight. Amen. God blesses you're seated tonight in the presence of the Lord. All of us are very, very familiar with Jacob, his life. Really, we're familiar with his father, his brother, his grandfather. We're very, very familiar with Jacob. If matter of fact, his life is marked by the deception that seems to follow him at different times. His life certainly is not a template of perfection, but it is one that vacillates between right and wrong, up and down. Certainly is not as consistent as we would say one word would be synonymous with his entire life as the faith of Abraham, or maybe the purity of Joseph. Jacob seems to be that Jekyll and Hyde of Scripture, that at one time we see him do really, really well, and another time we see him when he's not so well. We know that before the story that I read tonight in our text, just before this preceding, it was the story of Jacob stealing the birthright from his brother, his twin brother. And even in the womb, there was that war going on in Jacob's personality and Jacob's nature as he tried to grab the heel of his brother. Even as a baby, that nature was inbred in him, that Jacob was going to be a wrestler, a deceiver, a supplanter. And certainly he lives up to his name as one who deceives, as he steals that blessing from his twin brother. He deceives his father. He follows the advice of his manipulative mother. so we could lay part of the blame of Jacob's life even upon his mother. And how many of those parents, it is important for you to lead your children in the right ways of the Lord, that the influence of the parents will live on in the lives of their children and succeeding generations. But the story is told that Jacob stole that birthright, and such as it should be told that Esau, because he was weary and exaggerated the battle, he lost the blessings and the favor of being the firstborn. But one thing that you and I must reconcile with that story is this, that Isaac could only bless one son. But I'm glad we're serving a God tonight that can bless all of us, and we don't have to fight to be first in line. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad that God blesses all of us, aren't you? I said, I'm glad God blesses all of us. We don't have to fight to be the firstborn. We don't have to fight to be the most talented. We don't have to fight for the blessings of God, but we can receive them free that are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. That, my friend, is a great, great blessing, because Esau sacrificed it and never again obtained that favor from his father. But you and I tonight, we stand blessed, do we not? I said we stand blessed because the God that we serve can bless the young, the old, the rich, the poor. The Father that we serve tonight, he can bless all of us. Amen. And he doesn't run out of blessings. Matter of fact, I submit to you that if you can learn to shout on somebody else's blessings when God blesses them, you'll probably increase the favor of God in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Matter of fact, when God is blessing somebody close to you, that ought to be enough for you to shout. That ought to be enough to get you happy to know that God is in the building and that God is moving. Hallelujah. When I see God blessing brothers and sisters in the church, I know that the presence of the Lord is in this place, that if I'll be faithful, my turn is coming as well. Amen. So I can shout and celebrate the blessings of God in your life. There's some people that can do that. Amen. There's some folks that can't get happy if you get blessed. They like when you're down and out. They like when you're struggling. But I believe that if you're really a true child of God, you ought to be shout when your brother and sister gets blessed. If God heals him and doesn't heal me, I'll still shout. Amen. If God blesses him abundantly and I don't see it like I want to, I'm still going to worship the name of the Lord and worship God for what he's doing in their heart and their life. Because our God blesses all of us, friend. I said, our God blesses all of us. That's something to be excited about. Amen. Because some folks can't even shout on their own blessings, let alone shout that God is blessing somebody else. Hallelujah. But you see, Jacob stole that blessing. We know it so well, and it didn't go so well, because the Bible teaches us that he had to get out, that he had to leave. The plan is constructed that he's now going down to Haran and he's going to Laban's house. And so verse number 10 picks up this story tonight, that Jacob is on a journey. The Bible says that he is going from Beersheba and he is going toward Haran. Notice that path, that journey that is going to weary him. But notice, I think there is certainly some symbolism found inside of this scripture tonight. Beersheba in the Hebrew means a well of seven oaths. You can go back to Genesis chapter 21 with Abraham and Abimelech, and there was that seven ewe lambs and at the same spot. And so Beersheba in the Hebrew means a well of seven oaths. And so he is leaving a land of a well, which metaphorically speaks of the abundant blessings and water of God. And so he is leaving that place of the well. He is going to Haran. And Haran means a dry place, a mountain place, a region, a desert, if you would. And so don't miss that symbolism tonight, that Jacob is leaving a place to where there is a lot of blessing and a lot of favor, that he's leaving a place of a well, that he's leaving a place of an abundant supply, and he is headed to a place where there is a dry land.
land. It is a deserted land. That is where this story is going to happen tonight. That in his rearview mirror, Jacob is saying goodbye to Abraham. He is saying goodbye to Isaac. He is saying goodbye to his brother and his mother. And at this point, I don't believe he ever knows that he's coming back. God is ready to speak to him in this vision in just a few hours. But at this moment, as he says goodbye to Beersheba, he's not for sure the plan of God, how it will unfold and what will transpire over the next years and decades of his life. And so as he says goodbye, all of his family, all of his kin, they're in that rear view mirror as he says goodbye, and he's beginning to walk through a dry, barren place. He's walking through, the scripture says, not only a dry place, but notice this, the Bible said that it was a dark place. For the Bible said that the sun had set, that Jacob wandered so long between Bathsheba and Haran that the sun had sank low, that the sun had dropped below the horizon. And there Jacob was out in the midst of the wilderness, out all by himself. When we read in the book of Judges, Judges 19 tells us that a city would not let a visitor abide out of the gates of that city at night. But yet we find Jacob in the wilderness this night. Either it was so late the gates of the city had been closed, or else Jacob was in such a mood that he didn't want to be around anybody, but he wanted to be in the desert. He wanted to be in that dry place all by himself. Amen. Let me preach to you tonight, friend, about that dry place that all of us come to at times. Amen. That path that wearies us. Amen. We do come at times in our life to those places where it seems as if we have left the well, that we have left the abundant supply of God, that we have left the waters, and we have left Beersheba, and we've left those seven wells, and we walk through those places that are dry. We walk through those places that seem lonely. We walk through those places where it doesn't seem like that we feel the power of God or the presence of God. And that's exactly where Jacob was as he wanders in that dark, dark place with nothing but Laban in front of him, distant kinfolk in front of him, wondering if they will receive him, wondering how it's all going to unfold. And he is in that in-between place where he says goodbye to the familiar, and he has not arrived to the new chapter of his life. Amen. I thought I'd preach tonight to somebody that you feel like you're in that dry place. Amen. That place that is not only dry, but it is dark as well. As Brother Shoecraft preached so ably the other night about the darkness of God, that sometimes that we walk through the darkness. Amen. And we try to feel after God. And I thought, oh God, it was Adam that God put to sleep, and in the darkness of Adam's sleep, God reached down and pulled out of a rib of Adam, and he made Eve. But it was in the darkness that God does some of his best work. It was Jesus hanging on Calvary, amen, suspended in the darkness. Amen. Let me tell you, friend, if you're going to serve God any time at all, you're going to come through those dark places. You're going to come through those dry times of your life where you don't feel the Spirit of God, where you don't feel the anointing of God. Not only is it dry, and not only is it dark, but it's hard as well. Amen. For the Bible says something so unusual, that Jacob was so weary with his journey, he said, I'm just going to lay down in the middle of the wilderness and use the rocks. I'm going to use the stones as my pillows. Amen. Can you imagine that you'd be that tired, that you could just stack up some rocks and go to sleep in the darkness of the night? Amen. Have you ever been that tired, friend? That tired of wrestling with the enemy? That tired of praying and seeing God not answer your prayer request? Have you ever been there where you felt like you were just weary and well doing? That's exactly how Jacob felt this night. And he was so weary, I can't make it to Haran, so I'm going going to rest right here. And the Bible said that he used the rocks for his pillows and he went to sleep. What do you do, my friend, when you get so tired and so weary in well-doing? I tell you what you do. Go to sleep just like Jacob did. Begin to trust in the Lord. I said begin to lean on the Lord. I said put your trust in God. God can work it out. I said God will never leave us and God will never forsake us. You don't have to walk the floors at night. You don't have to stay up at night. No, sir. You can go to sleep and begin to put your trust in the Almighty Rock of the ages. Exactly what Jacob did. Went to sleep, and the Bible said that he had a dream. Now later on, Jacob said, I did not anticipate. I didn't realize the presence of the Lord was in this place. I really believe it's because he wasn't looking for God at this place. This is the last place you would think an encounter with God would happen. In the darkness of a wilderness with a bunch of rocks as your pillows. Saying goodbye to your family out all by yourself. But my friend, let me tell you something. God knows exactly where you are at. God knows what you're going through. And God knows when it's time to give you some rest. Hallelujah. And so Jacob went to sleep, and the Bible said that he had a dream. In that dream was a ladder. The angels of God, the messengers of God, ascending and descending. Ascending, taking our requests and our needs to heaven, but descending and bringing needs and provisions back down to earth. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad those angels ascend and descend, that our prayer requests can go up, that God can hear our prayers, that God can hear our worship, that God can hear what we need, and those angels ferry our request into the presence of God. But there's an Almighty of the ages that can answer our request and turn those angels around and send them back down with a message. Send them back down with healing. Send them back down with what you and I need. I'm going to tell you tonight, friend, I still believe God has a host of angels that are encamped around those that fear his name. I still believe tonight, if we could see with spiritual eyes, you'd see angels. You'd see angels. You'd see the spirits of God. You'd see the ministers of flame. Amen. Flying to and fro. Up and down between here and heaven. Encouraging and blessing the children of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Jesus was in the wilderness, the Bible said, the angels came and ministered to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many had an angel maybe come by and minister to you? Say, no. How do you know, friend? Sometimes when the Spirit of the Lord comes by, it's just not an angel. It's just not God sending you a provision. That message from God in this text tonight. Amen. God specifically says to him, I will bless thy seed. Thy seed shall be the dust of the earth. God said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Jacob. But notice what he said. Behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. Jacob, I am with you right here. You might think you're out in the wilderness all by yourself. You may feel you're all alone. But Jacob, I am with you. I am with you. And everywhere you go, I'm going to be with you. What a promise of God. What a promise of God. That God is with us every step we take. Amen. Didn't Jesus say, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you? Didn't Jesus say, I'll go with you even to the ends of the earth? Amen. Somebody tonight, you're not alone. You might be in a desert, you might be using rocks for pillows, but you're not alone. Oh, you're not alone at all. You may be so tired, you say, I could sleep on a rock. But you see, Jacob didn't perceive that this was the place God was going to meet him. He wasn't looking for it. This is exactly where God needed him. And when he woke up, the Bible said he recognized the presence of the Lord in that place. The Bible said that he recognized the Spirit of the living God. And the Bible said that after he had slept all night long, he began to take his pillows. And he began to build an altar before God. And he began to worship God and say, God, this is a place that I have met you. Amen. I'm going to tell somebody tonight, the darkness is not a place you have to backslide. The darkness is not a place where you have to get bitter at God. The darkness is not a place where you have to backslide and quit church and get mad at God. But in the midst of that darkness, in the midst of that loneliness, in the midst of that wilderness experience, why don't you let God come to you? Why don't you let God speak to you tonight and say, you're still my child. I still know where you're at. I'm still your God. I'm still going to bless you. And he did something amazing. The Bible says that when he woke up, he early in the morning, he made that altar, set it up for a pillar, and then the Bible said that he took oil. And began to pour oil on that altar. What he was saying is this. This is a holy place. This is a reverent place. And the Spirit of God is now moving in my life. I would to God somebody. You come in this building tonight. And you'd say, I'm dry. I'm in a dark place. I'm in a hard place. I'm going to tell you the Spirit of the living God. I said the Spirit of the Almighty of the ages can step into this room and give you fresh oil. I said, give you fresh oil. Give you fresh oil. I said, the Spirit of the Lord can do it tonight. Right now, in this place, in a dark place, in a dry place, in a hard place, I said the Spirit of the Lord can come by. And that place where you felt like you were locked out, that place where you felt you were all alone, you can say, surely, surely, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Anybody ever felt God meet you in the darkness before? I said, anybody ever felt God meet you in the darkness? Amen. Anybody believe God could do it again tonight? Oh, stand with me then. Hallelujah. Stand with me. Amen. I got more to preach, but I'm boring you and I can tell. Amen. Amen. I said, Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Spirit of the Lord, come to us tonight and just open up that river and turn that wilderness into a memorial of your presence. Do it for us, God. Do someone tonight, Lord, that come into this place alone. Somebody that came into this place in a hard spot. Oh, but let them know you're still God. Let them know that you're still the Almighty. Let them know that you're God and you'll always be God. And every step they take, oh, Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, somebody worship God and ask God to help somebody tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I'm in a dry place, but I'm getting out of it. Oh, I'm in a dry place, but I'm getting out of it. I'm in a dry place, but I'm getting out of it. Hallelujah. Before the church comes, maybe you're here right now and you say, oh, I need it. I need the Spirit of the Lord in my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do it for someone tonight, Lord. I said, do it for somebody tonight, Lord. Do it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Come on, church. Let's gather in. Let's pray. Oh, thank God for His Spirit tonight. Glory.
Glory to God. Send down the rain, Lord. Send down the rain, Lord. Send down the latter rain.